Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video, I will answer question 31. You say to someone else that women want to hear a man's emotions. My experience is that I share my emotions, my sexual and romantic interest, my affection, my weaknesses, my anger, sadness, fear, insecurities, and so on. And she does too. And she says how comfortable and understood she feels and how important I am for her. But in the end, I actually only get exploited emotionally without any real intimate relationship developing, because she then only wants to have a friendship. Then I cut the contact. And the same thing happens with the next woman again. Any advice? Yes, of course. This is a typical situation, and it is also based on developmental and attachment trauma. I know this word sounds a bit too big, but it actually just means that we are having problems establishing a deep, fulfilling connection and relationship today. So this is my personal definition, and this is what happens to almost everyone. What happens there is, or what you describe, or what I believe I understand from your writing, is that you on a subtle level are not honest. And what you are describing is typically for the merging type that I describe in my books. And the merging type has experienced in his childhood a way of connection and attachment and then a loss. This is different from the autonomy type, who had not any form of deep connection at all. So you have experienced some kind of attachment, and that's what you are looking for. And you do everything to get this connection. And of course, it seems, as you describe, that you are fully open and fully able to connect and bond. It looks like that, and also to yourself, most probably. So you most probably, you don't understand what happens on the outside. Yeah, otherwise you wouldn't write this email. So from your personal perspective, it may look like that you open fully and are ready for a deep connection and share everything, and nevertheless the woman is just connecting with you on the level of friendship, which means it's not the deepest way of getting in contact and relationship that is possible. So what you experience is that you think that you share everything, and on the outside the woman stays in a way to a certain degree separated. So it's an invitation of yourself for a total relationship, but the woman says, oh no, this is too much, just let's stay friends. The level of closeness you want and the level you experience on the other side from the woman is different, doesn't fit together. But this is only from your subjective perspective. So actually, what you are not conscious about is that you have also something inside of you that wants distance, that needs distance, because the attachment in the childhood has not been complete. And I can say that because if it would have been complete, you would have fulfilling total relationships without any problems. So it's interesting for you to hear what can be the way of yourself to create distance to the woman and to yourself. So there must be something that is not in contact, that is not being shared. And I'm pretty sure that you have no idea what that is, because it looks very complete what you write. You write, I share my emotions, my sexual and romantic interests, my affection, my weaknesses, my anger, sadness, fear, insecurities, and so on. it seems to be complete. But it is not complete. There's something you are not honest about. And what that is that you deny your autonomy. On a subconscious level, you believe that your life still depends on that woman. And this is the childhood. This is the childhood that has not been completed and healed yet. So I have to make a break because we have some helicopters here. Whatever that means right now, I don't know. Okay, so what you most probably deny is your autonomy, and that means you as a grown-up do not depend on any woman at all, your life, your survival. And this is the most important information I want to give you. This is the information that transforms your suffering. You do not depend on any woman at all. You don't need any woman for your survival. Yeah, it's nice and beautiful if a woman is there. Yes, of course. Maybe it's hell also, but at least the experience as a grown up with being connected to a woman is fulfilling in any way. More fulfilling than living alone. But it has nothing to do with your survival anymore. And subconsciously, you may still believe that you are absolutely dependent on that woman. So that you depend, your life, your survival depends on the reaction of the woman. And as long as this is not solved and made absolutely conscious, you create distance by that. Because you have a grown-up on the other side, and the woman will feel this unconscious idea of yourself, that she is in a way responsible for your life. This is what you project unconsciously. And if she feels that, of course she creates distance to protect her. Yeah, I mean, not every woman is an enlightened master or a trauma therapist. So the woman experienced that also most probably as a subconsciously as a threat. So she protects her, and protection means to create distance. So this is what happens from my point of view. If you want to change things, stay independent with a woman even if she's there. This is the main advice. You ask for an advice. So this is the advice. Behave and stay independent from the woman who is there right now. That means do what you want. Say what you think. Be in contact and independent. So this must come together, because this is how grown-ups are. They get in contact, they contact and exchange their inner states with each other, but they remain independent. And this independence means that they are absolutely honest to each other. So they don't have to distort themselves anymore, like in the childhood, in order to keep the connection. This is the grown-up level of relationships. And if you use what you write, the honest sharing, or the sharing all your inner movements, like you describe, it looks only complete and as a grown-up and ready for relationship, but actually you deny your autonomy, because maybe you don't want to share everything. Maybe you don't want to share everything you write. Yeah, maybe there are other movements, yeah, for example, to protect yourself and to say, no, I don't want to share everything with you. I mean, it's just to give you an idea, yeah, that you don't use the honest sharing or misuse the honest sharing to get the contacts, because this is not honest sharing at all. It is misusing honest sharing to get the contact, and then it's not honest sharing because you use it for something you want instead of fully sharing what's there. Yeah, it sounds maybe complicated, but again, the key for you is to remember and to realize that you are not dependent on the woman. And this is important if she is sitting in front of you. Yeah. Make sure that you realize and remember you do not depend on this woman. She can do what she wants and you can do what you want. It doesn't matter. It doesn't change anything. Your survival is not threatened with that. And if this happens again, that a woman says she only wants to have a friendship, then look what this does inside of you and then share it with her. Yeah, don't cut the contact. This is the next trap. Yeah. You don't get what you want and then you throw her away. This is the next trap. So if this happens again, don't cut the connection, stay in contact and continuously share what's inside of you. And if a relationship happens, good, if not perfect, because then you get a deepening of the contact to this woman who only wants a friendship. Doesn't matter. It's about deepening the contact and not, it's not about any result. So, yeah, this is what I can, or what I believe I can read out of your mail. It's about realizing, I say it again, it's about realizing that you don't need any woman at all. And nevertheless, enjoy the contact and totally go into contact with the woman and at the same time know that you don't need this woman. I'm sure that these words start to move something in yourself.